What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Seek the Poet. Labor Day weekend is just around the corner, and the official organizers of the world's largest Black Pride event is back for another round of entertainment and empowerment. In the Life, Atlanta presents the 21st annual Black Gay Pride Celebration, starting August 27th through September 4th. Featuring their signature events, Speak Fire, the Literary Cafe, the Health and Wellness Expo with Campus Pride, the New Political Candidate Forum, and much more. For more detailed information, visit inthelifeatlanta.org. That's inthelifeatlanta.org. And as always, it's a new day with the ITLA.
Meek Productions is a proud media partner for the Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration via History of Black Gay America.
Hey, this is Maurice Jamal, and I want to invite you to join me with a new movement that is designed to honor, preserve, present, and recognize the numerous contributions of Black LGBT people all across our country. History of Black Gay America is Meek Productions' new division, created for the advancement, evolution, and progression of queer people of color. So if you're a Pride organizer, activist, or historian and want this concept in your city, and you should, register as a chapter manager or representative by visiting their website, blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. Remember, know your history and know your heritage.
Get ready to honor history and heritage as we present to you Meek Productions' national Black LGBT subsidiary, History of Black Gay America, starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Greetings to our listening audience, and once again, welcome to another special Atlanta Black Pride Press Conference Edition series of History of Black Gay America, Meek Productions' national Black LGBT subsidiary media show, baby, as we prepare for the 21st annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride celebration, man, coming up on Labor Day weekend. So to follow everything that you need to know about what's happening on that weekend, please follow us on all of our social media outlets at History BLKGAYUSA. Once again, that's History BLKGAYUSA. Of course, you can tell I've been doing this all day and it has been fabulous. Yeah, I'm tired, but I'm still excited. There's so much that's going on. There's so much in store for the weekend, you all. And I cannot wait till you actually experience what's happening on the 21st annual Black Pride Celebration here in the ATL, which is Atlanta's largest Black Pride Celebration. And we've had a number of guests here today, and we're here to close out our Black Pride Press Conference series with another legend in Atlanta's Black LGBT movement in the event arena. And we haven't had this brother on our show since we did the very first Black Pride Press Conference series back in 2011. We gave him his first radio interview outlet, and we're proud to have the legend that is Mario D. Harris, the founder of Legendary. What's up in ATL? And if I'm not mistaken, they getting ready to celebrate 15 years.
Yeah, it's been 15 years.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah. Happy early 15th anniversary, brother.
Thank you, sir. Actually, our anniversary is Labor Day weekend.
It is. Yes.
Yeah. We started Labor Day weekend 2002.
Yeah, that's right, because you all went up under the name Manual Labor.
Yes, sir. We wanted to put them to work.
Yeah.
My daddy said, you don't work, you don't eat.
They sure don't, baby. It's glad to have you back on our show, man.
Thank you, sir.
Man, what has been going on with you over the course of the years that since you've been doing manual labor? Because I know you've made some changes, and you've actually branched out even more since the last time we saw you. So let's talk about that first before we get into Labor Day weekend.
Absolutely. In 2002, when What's Up in ATL started, What's Up in ATL actually stands for What's Up National. Mm-hmm. And our vision was to set up What's Up in ATLs in Chicago, What's Up in New York, What's Up in LA, What's Up in DC.
Oh, cool.
What's Up in Orlando, What's Up in Miami. So that was our vision. But in the process of trying to build this vision, a lot of the people that we were training to map out these cities decided to branch off and do their own thing.
Yeah.
Right. So 15 of those people that we were grooming to do those next franchises decided to branch off and do other things, like, you know, mm-hmm. I won't say the names,
of
but
course.
Mm-hmm. You know, What's Up in ATL in the 15 years, we've had 15 different people branch off and start their own company. And that's why there's so many different promotion groups in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And people mm-hmm. are so confused on where to go, because they're like, well, I thought you was What's Up in ATL. I thought you was What's Up in ATL. Wait, hold on. What's going on? Mm-hmm. But they're mm-hmm. doing other things. And we're proud of them. They're making Atlanta bigger and better. But it's just the fact that it just didn't go the way we wanted. But we do have What's Up in Memphis. We do have What's Up in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And then we also do New York as well.
Gotcha. Which one was first? Because I think, wasn't Orlando first?
Actually, New York was first.
New York was first. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Terrace.
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. And then after New York came what?
Came Orlando,
and then now you're in Memphis.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. That's right. Memphis is new.
Yes.
So you all just started that, what, last year or this year?
This year, actually about 3 months ago.
3 months ago.
Yeah.
How's that going, by the way?
It's challenging. Because another one of our ex-employees is now in Memphis, and uh-huh. the Memphis demographics are a little different than what matches up to our vision and our program.
Mm-hmm.
Because What's Up in ATL was really founded to be about building men and building strength. Because in 2002, when we first came out, there was LBG,
mm-hmm. the alphabet soup.
But it left out men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with me coming from corporate America and me seeing so many gay men looked over uh-huh. in corporate America, we wanted to make people understand that, hey, we can live our lives and we can be gay.
Uh-huh.
But when you go to corporate America, you're going to have to put on a blue suit,
uh-huh.
with a red tie, mm-hmm. with a crisp white shirt,
mm-hmm.
and be a part of corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kind of got lost in our vision, lost in our transition,
mm-hmm.
was that people were thinking that we were saying, okay, you can't be yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
No, we were saying that there's a whole group of people can't be themselves because you're telling them how to be.
Mm, gotcha. I also wanted to give a quick shout out and reminder to the audience that don't know that you actually started a trend as well during that particular period, because when it came to who was the master of all things adult entertainment,
mm-hmm.
when it came to presenting all of the adult stars and having the best strip shows and everything like that, you all were the ones that actually take that to the next level for the millennium,
yeah.
and everything like that. So a lot of people don't know that, so we wanted to actually recognize you for that.
Thank you.
Kind of get into, because you're continuing that trend with this with what's going on this upcoming Labor Day weekend. Now you are actually bringing in Big Freedia.
Absolutely.
This time.
Absolutely.
And Big Freedia has never been a part of What's Up in ATL before, has she?
She has, but not during Pride.
Gotcha.
Because Big Freedia is definitely a close friend of ours and definitely a part of our family, and we saw her from her inception to where she is today, and
mm-hmm.
we're very proud of Big Freedia.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just the right time for us and for her, for us to have her a part of this year's Labor Day weekend.
Now, another new thing that you all are bringing to the table before we go to our first commercial break, you all are bringing in R&B artist Sammy.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And we haven't heard from him since he was like, yay high.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Sammy is definitely coming of age.
Mm-hmm.
His new album drops on the 15th.
Mm.
And he's actually touring. He's on the Savage Tour right now.
Wow.
One of the opening acts for that tour.
Wow.
So Sammy is you're going to be hearing about Sammy so much
wow.
within the next couple of months. And I tell people all the time that What's Up in ATL is all about bringing you something that you've never seen,
this
that
is
you've
true.
Never had,
mm-hmm.
a totally new experience. And some people want new stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then some people want the same old, but that's just what our brand is. It's about what's up.
Gotcha.
And Sammy is going to be the hottest thing out. He's going to be up there with Jacquees in the next couple months.
Yeah, man. That's going to be awesome. Let's take our only commercial break for this show, and when we come back, we have more with the legend that is Mario D. Harris, founder of What's Up in ATL.
I feel like you're talking about my dad.
Okay. We'll be right back right here on our special Atlanta Black Pride Press Conference Edition series of History of Black Gay America. Please stay tuned. We do have more in store, baby. Yes.
This is Larry Carter, official board member of Southwest Atlanta Pride. Since 2013, we've been a driving force in bridging the gap between LGBTQ neighbors on Atlanta's Southwest side. Our mission is to support, educate, and inspire community by building bridges of unity and educating others in hopes of making every place a safe place in Southwest Atlanta, which includes West End, Westview, Capitol View, East Point, College Park, Cascade, and more. For more information on how you can support, partner, and donate, please visit facebook.com/Southwest Atlanta Pride or email swatlantapride@gmail.com.
Are you looking to expand your business, seeking employment connections, or are you looking to grow your professional network? The Metro Atlanta Association of Professionals is Atlanta's first and oldest business association for professional members of the LGBT community and our allies. Looking for networking? There's a map for that. For more information about membership and being a part of their legacy, please visit their website at www.mapatl.org. Once again, that's mapatl.org.
Greetings, this is Joshua Lorenz, president of the Metro Atlanta Association of Professionals. We look forward to seeing you at our next event.
Are you an LGBT music artist looking for worldwide exposure? Well, look no further. Meek Productions does it again, as it presents the official radio spinoff of the upcoming music workshop and concert series, the Various Artist Talent Showcase. Tune in twice a month as we give the latest hits from the newest music discoveries in the LGBT community. We support and believe in the independent artists. To have your music played on our radio show, visit our official Facebook group or visit our website at meekproductions.com. That's M-E-A-K as in kite, productions with an S.com. The Various Artist Talent Showcase, where LGBT music artists take flight.
Greetings, this is Angela Hutchins, the First Lady of History of Black Gay America, Atlanta Chapter, encouraging you to know your history and know your heritage. Stay tuned for more empowering interviews after this break. Greetings, this is Angela Hutchins, the First Lady of History of Black Gay Atlanta, inviting you to tune into our radio talk show for our 7th Annual Black Pride Press Conference Series. Get the hottest information about all the events in store for the 21st annual celebration. You may hear from Pride producers such as Skate Boys ATL, RT Parties, Trax Girls, What's Up in ATL, The Vision Community Foundation, Fab 5 ATL, Queendom of Atlanta, and many more. For more information, follow us on social media at HistoryBLKGAYUSA. Once again, that's HistoryBLKGAYUSA. I look forward to seeing you this coming Labor Day weekend.
Meek Productions is a proud media partner for the Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration via History of Black Gay America.
Greetings, this is Dedrick Tillerson, founder of Forest Sports Foundation. Since our humble beginnings in 2014, our mission has been to uplift, educate, connect, and promote success in the LGBT community through the avenue of sports. Not only do we produce tournaments throughout the year, we also provide mentoring, develop talent pools, volunteer our time, and institute solid plans to help build awareness around the LGBT sports movement. For more information about how you can support the growth of our foundation, visit our website at www.4ussports.org. Again, that's www.4ussports.org. Whatever your favorite sport or game is, know that you have a home here at Forest Sports. We definitely look forward to seeing you at our next tournament.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Seek the Poet. Labor Day weekend is just around the corner, and the official organizers of the world's largest Black Pride event is back for another round of entertainment and empowerment. In the Life, Atlanta presents the 21st Annual Black Gay Pride Celebration, starting August 27th through September 4th. Featuring their signature events, Speak Fire, the Literary Cafe, the Health and Wellness Expo with Campus Pride, the New Political Candidate Forum, and much more. For more detailed information, visit InTheLifeAtlanta.org. That's InTheLifeAtlanta.org. And as always, it's a new day with the ITLA.
Meek Productions is a proud media partner for the Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration via History of Black Gay
America. What's up, Radio Land? This is Seven, founder of Climax and Pride Bazaar, encouraging you to know your history and heritage on Meek Productions presents History of Black Gay America.
And we are back with the last half hour of Meek Productions Presents History of Black Gay America, our special Atlanta Black Pride press conference series. And we are right here with, once again, the founder of What's Up in ATL, Mario D. Harris. You're still with us, brother?
Yes, sir.
Glad to still have you, man. Like I said, you know, it's been 6 years since he's been on our show, and it's so great to just get back caught up with him and everything. So let's get more into what to expect once again with this year's Labor Day weekend events for What's Up in ATL. Now, once again, you all have always been known to bring the heat when it comes to our adult performers and our strippers and stuff. And so when I go down the list of the many guys that you all going to have, some are names that are to be reckoned with. And I want to give a shout out to one of the newest additions you just added, Brother Arquez.
Yes, sir.
Who's actually doing his music thing now.
He's going to be performing in both ways. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes, Arquez actually started with us when we actually, years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very, very proud of him and what he's accomplished in in doing, not only being a male entertainer and a porn star, but now turning on to be a performer. It's just incredible.
So I'm proud of how he's evolved too, because what I like about him is that he actually had business sense about him. He
absolutely
actually took his brand and made it a business brand.
Absolutely.
You know, so while everybody else just staying stuck on being a talent, he actually was smart enough to actually turn it into a business. And so I commend him for that.
Yeah, and also he was gifted enough. You know,
yeah,
I mean, some people just don't have that gift.
This is true.
In so many different areas, but he utilized all the gifts he was given.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other ones that you have coming up, because what are the other ones that are going to be featured? Yeah, I do know, wait a minute, Giovanni is going to be there.
Absolutely, absolutely. We felt like What's Up in ATL whole program was supposed to be bringing you something new and different every day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest things everybody want to do is go to a kickback. So
yeah,
we want to just go ahead and start the whole weekend off on Friday with a kickback,
mm-hmm,
4 to 9, so people can kind of sit back, hang out, drink,
mm-hmm,
see each other, and, you know, bond and start to develop friendships. Because some people that in our group come by themselves.
This is true.
They come from all over the country and they come by themselves. So this is one opportunity for everybody to kind of meet and greet,
mm-hmm,
come together and chill. And then we go from there to the Jungle on Friday, where we got Big Frida performing. We got Guaranteed Entertainment dancers. And we thought that would be something for those, you know, go-go kids and the people that want to twerk all night. You know, this is your chance to come and twerk at the Jungle.
Gotcha.
And then we're going to switch gears and have a pool party that day. It's going to be a Wet n Wild pool party,
mm-hmm,
sponsored by Signal 23 TV.
Gotcha.
And they're going to have all their actors there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm really proud of what they've accomplished as well. And then Saturday night, it's getting what you're talking about. It's going to be called Freaknik. So we're going to be bringing Freaknik back.
Yeah. You went back old school.
Yeah, we went
ATL
back
old school.
Exactly. So, you know, we're doing Freaknik.
Yeah.
We got the Guaranteed dancers. We got some dancers from D.C., some dancers from New York. We got Giovanni. We got Supreme Castro.
Yeah, Castro, you know, is doing his thing.
Exactly.
Yes.
I talked to him today, and I was like, he's so excited to be back in Atlanta because it's been probably 10 years since he's been to Atlanta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we added Arquez to the equation because his schedule kind of freed up to allow him to be a part of it. And then, of course, my baby, the sex goddess, Sydney Starr.
Sydney Starr,
yes. Y'all are going to see some amazing things out of Sydney. She's going to be a new cast member on Star coming up this season.
Cool.
She's going to be Amaya's best friend on the show.
Okay, gotcha.
So y'all get ready because Sydney going to tear things up.
Wow. You're also going to have Jeremy Copeland there too, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I've forgotten Jeremy Copeland. How could I forget Jeremy? Yeah. Jeremy, I don't know if y'all know, he's another person that uses all of his gifts. Not only has he done porn, you know, dance, but now he's also I'm a hip hop dancer for a lot of major stars in LA. So Jeremy Copeland is definitely on the roster as well.
What's going to be going down on Sunday? Anything going to happen for Sunday?
Sunday during the day, we're going to support the park event. I just found out Carly B and Seventh Street is performing at the park. So we're definitely going to give the park our support. And then that night, we're going to be at the legendary Opera Nightclub. Everybody looks forward to Opera Sunday during Pride. And then Sammy's going to be performing that night. And again, for all of y'all that haven't heard from Sammy in 18 years, he's 30 now. He's grown up. He's sexy. His voice is amazing. Please go out and get his new album, which drops on the 15th. And, you know, support what we're doing. And we're being affordable. You know, all five of our events that are on our pass is only $50.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean,
that's the most reasonable yet.
Yeah. So, you know, we're not trying to hit anybody over the head or trying to break everybody. We just want everybody to come and have a good time and enjoy Pride and then go back home being able to pay their rent.
There you go. There you go.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, hey, I mean, let's tell the truth about it now. As the elders used to say, tell the truth and shame the devil.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's going down with you all on Monday? Is anything happening for you all on Monday?
Actually, you know, our customers work, so they're going back home on Monday.
Gotcha.
You know, we just have the professionals, and that's something that they do every year. You know, they come in on Friday, leave on Monday, and so we don't generally do an event on Monday. We try to get people to go out and support whoever may have one. Our biggest support is that the customers that do stay support the jungle for that Monday night show.
Gotcha.
Because it's always amazing.
Yeah, it is. I also want to commend you and congratulate you for those people that's in the Atlanta area about your new partnership with Tokyo Valentino.
Did I do that?
Oh, man. That is awesome.
See, that's why it took me 6 years to come back. Right, because you talk too much. Telling the kids business.
Now, I mean, hey, it's all a part of the whole adult performance and entertainment. So, hey, we might as well get it in, baby. Because, you know, I ain't no shame of my freak. I'm just going to let you know.
You know, unfortunately, I'm not a freak. But, you know, I'm all about what's up. You know, I really, you know, when I first got it hurts me so bad. I hate to even talk about this, but when I first got into this lifestyle, a very, very dear friend of mine met somebody on the chat line, and the person robbed him and killed him.
Wow.
And at that point, it made me realize that we need to have a safe place for people to come together and interact in that type of
environment
situation. This is true. Where they're protected, you know, where they're not letting people know where they live without giving up their without giving up their, you know, personal information. But it really hurt me that, you know, you can't meet somebody genuinely, you know, and walk away.
Yeah, this is true. This is true, brother.
It really hurt me. So that's the, and some people criticize us for doing Tokyo, but we just felt like that would be the best thing to do. And as you've seen, even with, I think maybe a couple other years ago, somebody died from meeting somebody off of one of the apps. And so we just tell people, like, look, you know, you're intoxicated, you know, you're having fun. Just, we got a place for you to go do that. You know, come hang out at Tokyo. It's after the club. And just don't give up your personal information to anybody.
This is true.
On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are doing Tokyo Valentino on Northside Drive. We have it to ourselves, so it's not like the other location where there's a lot of other elements. We're the only ones there. And people can just come, kick back, and do what they do and be grown.
Yeah, and be grown.
And you don't have to be nasty.
Yeah. I mean,
you ain't got to be nasty. You might just not want to go home yet. You want to continue the conversation.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't look at me like that. No, but for real, because people be mad at me sometimes, because I be just talking. I be like, okay. Yeah. Where you go to school at?
Okay. But you know what? I am so glad that you are still here, man, that you still pushing on strong. It is going to be, it's 15 years. of What's Up in ATL, 15 years strong, and a lot of folks thought you weren't going to make it, but you still here, man.
Ain't God good?
Ain't he good? Won't he do it?
Will he won't? You know, ain't nothing God got for me no man could have.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's still allowing me. It's amazing. The people that were around the time that I started or before me are no longer, you know, a part of our community anymore. And it saddens me. But, you know, and I didn't even plan to be here this long.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even in my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I said when I turned 40, I was going to just kind of let all this go and, you know, get married and watch my child grow up. Because my child is 17.
Wow.
And, you know, and he's, you know, a star basketball player and trying to go to a Division I school. And I thought I was just going to be, you know, going to PTA meetings, going to basketball games. I never thought I would still be doing this and still trying to continue the vision of What's Up National. You know, but we're still here. We're working on a project in London because I still want to at least do one national event.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's still happening.
Still happening, man. And once more and again, for information about what to expect for the 15th anniversary of What's Up in ATL, visit their website. You all are still at whatsupinatl.com, right?
Yep, whatsupinatl.com.
Yeah.
The phone number's still the same, 404-246-9000. All on every social media outlet as What's Up in ATL. That's spelled WASSUPINATL.com. You know, so we still here. Ain't nothing changed.
Wow, man. And once again, man, thank you so much for coming by the studio, man, and just kicking it with us, man. I mean, it's been a long time since you've been here, and I'm just glad that you just came just to share and just open your heart to us, man. I appreciate that.
And you're still a mess. I'm about to have my publicist next time we interview to have certain disclaimers because you're still a mess.
No, baby, it's all good. It's all good. You know I love you. You know
I love you too.
Man, it's all good, man. I'm just glad to still see you here, man. Like I said, many of our friends have gone on and stuff like that, but we still here.
Yes.
We still alive and kicking in that. On that note, man, thank you all so much for tuning in to our 7th annual Atlanta Black Pride Press Conference Series edition of History of Black Gay America, where we encourage you to know your history and know your heritage. Until Labor Day weekend, we look forward to hearing from you all and hopefully seeing you real soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Seek the Poet. Labor Day weekend is just around the corner, and the official organizers of the world's largest Black Pride event is back for another round of entertainment and empowerment. In the Life, Atlanta presents the 21st annual Black Gay Pride Celebration, starting August 27th through September 4th, featuring their signature events, Speak Fire, the Literary Cafe, the Health and Wellness Expo with Campus Pride, the New Political Candidate Forum, and much more. For more detailed information, visit inthelifeatlanta.org. That's inthelifeatlanta.org. And as always, it's a new day with the ITLA.